Alhamdulillah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a mercy for mankind, all of creation. Sayyidina Zayd bin Arqam radiallahu ta'ala, he says, I was with Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we were passing by the streets of Medina, and what did we see? We saw the tent of a Bedouin, which had a female deer tied up outside.
Allahu.
This deer spoke to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, this Bedouin in this tent has hunted me and tied me up here. But I've got two children, two baby deers in the jungle. Yes. What happens? He says that my udders are full of milk. This Bedouin, he neither frees me so I can go and give my children milk, and he doesn't sacrifice me either. If he wants to eat me, he should sacrifice me, but he doesn't sacrifice me, and he doesn't let me go so I can go feed my children. So she speaks to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What does the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam do? He says that if I let you go, will you come back? If I release you, will you come back? She says, yes, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I will come back.
Subhanallah.
Surely I will.
Subhanallah.
If I do not, may Allah Azza wa Jalla punish me as He punishes those who charge impermissible taxes. That if I don't come back, may Allah give me the same punishment as those. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam released it. It went towards the jungle very quickly and restlessly. After a while, it came back happily.
Subhanallah.
So it went, the day went, fed his children, came back happily. What happens? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tethered it, tied it back to the tent again. Meanwhile, this Bedouin came out with some water. And he sees the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, sell this female deer to me.
Allahu
Akbar. He says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I present it to you as a gift. You don't need to buy it, I'll give it to you as a gift. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam freed this female deer.
So he
could go back to his children. This is that when not only humans, not only people, but when animals such as deers get in difficulty, where do they go? To the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam could speak to animals, could communicate animals, could help animals and remove their problems as well.
Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naini rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he writes that stones would say salam to the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Right? Hannana, the wooden pillar, also wept due to the separation for him. It expressed its sorrow to him, and he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam understood everything. Right? Not only the language of the animals, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no, rather the stone and the wooden pillar. When they conversate, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no, Allahu Akbar. Dear respected viewers, today every person requests help from him in his or her own language. There is no translator in between them, right? When the people, they go to Madinatul Nabi, Zada Allahu Sharfa wa Ta'zima, across the globe, Muslims, they go and they make plea, they ask for Shafa'a in the court of Mustafa.